This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Good morning, Memphis. This is Drew Hill filling in for Jeff on 92.9 FM ESPN. My last time here this week. I think I'll be back one day next week. But Jeff is up in Michigan handling tree hugger duty. His words, not mine. His words, not mine. Tree hugger Jeff is still working on making sure he protects his landscape up there in Michigan. So he will be back, I believe, sometime next week. We have a big Thursday show set up for you today. The FedEx St. Jude is already underway over at TPC Southwind. We will tell you who's already in the lead over there in just a minute. We have preseason football, Jeffrey. Congratulations to us. Congratulations, everyone. We have made it. They may not be real NFL games, but we have NFL games every weekend now from this day on until the Super Bowl in February, and that is glorious. We will talk a little bit about which of those games is most interesting for us this weekend. Sounds like we're going to have some rookie quarterbacks starting some of these games, so that will be fun to watch this weekend. At 9:30, I'm bringing on a close friend of mine who I think is doing something really admirable for the city. He's a Memphis transplant like me. His name's Brian Deal. He works for New Memphis, so he helps recruit people to the city. And he's also going to be running in the Chicago Marathon coming up in an effort to raise money for men's mental health awareness. I'm just going to listen. The way that I viewed this, Jeffrey, is I thought about what Jeff Calkins would do, right?
Bring his friends on.
We are in the dead period of the sports calendar. Outside of the golf tournament here in Memphis, which is a big deal. Don't want to underplay that. But we're in a mostly slow period for sports. And so I thought about what Jeff would do. And Jeff would say, you know what, if this is a good cause, if this is somebody that really represents the city well, he's a close friend of mine, Cubs fan, Bears fan like me. I spend a lot of time with him. And just an amazing guy. I think if you spend some time listening to him, you may be wanting to get behind his efforts to raise money for men's mental health. And he's training for a marathon with a 2-year-old, which I'm sure you can't even imagine possibly.
No, absolutely not.
So we will talk to Brian at 9:30. Straight up at 10 o'clock, I'm going to talk to Chris Harrington, my colleague over at the Daily Memphian. Chris has a mailbag out, which it's always a glorious day on the Jeff Calkins show when Chris Harrington has a mailbag out, because we get to dive even further into everything Chris had to say over there. Some good questions. Like there seems to be quite the obsession with the Grizzlies starting lineup. I don't know what that is. I plan on asking Chris about that. Everyone wants to know who's going to start this year. I think it's pretty obvious. I don't know. Do you?
Yeah. Okay. Let's make sure. Okay. Ja.
Ja.
Jalen.
Jalen.
KCP.
KCP.
Santi.
Well, no. You're talking about to start the year?
Yeah, because, I mean, do we know is Jaren for sure going to play game one?
I think Jaren's got a chance to play game one. I think it's on the fence right now, but I think that it's a coin flip.
Like, for me, it's like, I can see a scenario like last year where Jaren missed, he missed the first two games and he played like 53 straight or something like that.
It could be that could be a scenario I think could play out there, but I think the goal here is still that he's going to be available on opening night. We'll see if it ends up happening. It's the lead up is supposed to take him basically right up to the start of the season. If he misses some time, I don't think it's going to be a lot. Barring a setback.
So I do think the questions would be, if everyone were healthy, what would the starting lineup be? Because I think...
If everyone were healthy. That's what I intended. I should have made that clear.
So do you think that Jalen could move to the two?
Yes, I think it's going to be Ja, Jalen, KCP, Jaren, and Edie. But... there are some wild cards in there that I think over the course of the season could become a factor. We don't know what Cedric Coward's going to look like. Maybe he's going to set the world on fire.
Sure. Did anybody have Jalen Wells being opening night starter in the bingo card last August?
No, they did not. But there seems to be a lot of attention on the starting lineup, and so we will talk to Chris about that and other various Grizzlies topics. The FedEx St. Jude Championship is underway over at TPC Southwind. It started earlier today. We already have a tie for the lead.
We had, I believe the first tee time was Matty Schmidt going off at 7:20 by himself. So
yep.
Matt's going to be playing pretty quickly.
I wonder, I don't have the answer to this. Maybe somebody does and can send an answer in. That means somebody's going to get to play that otherwise wouldn't play, because they typically don't let these guys play by themselves, correct? We might have a local pro out on the course tonight, or today, I should say.
So, Augusta famously sends a marker out, which is the term of someone that's playing that's not keeping score just for pacing. I don't know. I know the tour. So, this famously happened at a FedEx St. Jude at the time, Classic. John Daly made the cut on the number, shot himself out of it, and then played by himself in like an hour and 58 minutes. And I think he got a talking to from the tour. So maybe they're doing that, but like I didn't think the tour really did the whole marker thing.
Maybe not. Would have gone off first, though. Would have gone off first. So.
I mean, if someone's out there, can they tell us if Matt Schmidt's playing with anybody?
Yeah,
he's by himself.
That
right
would
now.
Be great to know.
Yeah,
because it would be great if we had some local pro or something out there playing with him. I think that'd be an incredible story. Here's what I'm looking to do today, because I'm going to be out at TPC Southwind as soon as the show wraps up. I've got a call for a Daily Memphian story that I'm really looking forward to. I'm going to take that. I'm going to go out to Southwind. I'm going to spend the rest of my day out there walking around in the heat with the rest of you. Here's what I'm trying to figure out, Jeffrey, and I figured I could bring this topic to the airwaves today. I am looking for the circus, right? I have
in terms of the fan circus, okay.
For any type of it, I have created a niche for myself in this market. I think if you read the Daily Memphian, you figured that out by now. I like to do the feature stories. I like to write profiles about people. I like to write about extraordinary circumstances. I like to bring, especially with the Grizzlies coverage, an element of real life for these guys to our readers at the Daily Memphian. And so today, I think the number one thing that I can go out there and try to do is find the circus. So my question to you is, where will the circus be today? Is it going to be when Scottie Scheffler tees off at 12:45?
Right.
Is it going to be at hole 14 where they're doing the beer special? I think they're dropping beer prices to like, what, $5 every time somebody birdies?
That sounds right.
Is it going to be there?
By the way, it's not really a birdie hole, but keep going.
I know. Well, that's probably why they strategically placed it on hole number 14.
Well, and that's like where the food and like they want to turn that into kind of a. They built out the seating behind the green. They wanted to kind of turn that into a hole that had some atmosphere. But that's also where, like, the really good food is, down there, like, in that little
corridor. Is that Birdies
corridor.
And Bubbles is
yeah.
over there, too?
Yeah.
That's the, to me,
yeah, no,
the best
that chicken
part
sandwich.
On the entire course.
That brings
like,
noise.
Every year, I end up walking, and I mean, this is, it takes some, you got to have some legs underneath you in order to do it, but if you walk all 18, you get to see every part of the course. And typically, Sundays, in the past 2 years, I've written the Sunday column on whoever wins the tournament. And, you know, if there's a race between a few different golfers and there's some competition on the last few holes, I like to walk with those competitors and see the action myself firsthand because you end up getting details that I don't think you would get on television. But to me, right there between 13 and 14, where they walk, there's like a
yep.
You walk across the street right there, and 14, there's some shade. There's a Birdies and Bubbles tent.
It's down there.
A bunch of pine trees.
It's down there in that corridor in between. So it's 14. Like you see the lake to the left of 14 green, or it's to your left, but it's the green's right, and then it's the approach shot on 16, the par 5.
That's the best spot on the
yeah.
course for me, because you're shaded. They have chairs provided if you can get there early enough. You've got Birdies and Bubbles, which is like the fancy food.
Yep.
And I think you can get wine and stuff right there if you want to.
They also have a Pond Pup stand for the real ones.
You can watch people hit it in the water. You can watch people try to drive it 400 yards all in one spot. So if I were to pick any spot on the golf course, this is for people that may be going out there this weekend, that's where I'm going. If you're going for your first time, and you have a choice to go walk the front nine or the back nine, you should do it all if you can. I would go towards the back nine. I would get set up at 14. I'd get there pretty early. And you can definitely have a day out there and stay in the shade quite a bit. So to me, that's my favorite spot. But where do we think the chaos is going to be?
So the real question is, how much chaos can be on a Thursday?
I don't know. And here's the other question. Here's option number three, okay? This is the option I left out, which is to wait for the guys to come in and see what they have to say afterwards. But every year, I feel like there's something that happens. Do you remember what happened with Harris English a couple of years ago in the heat? His caddy passed out.
Oh, yeah. Now that you say it, I do remember it. Yeah.
And Harris grabbed
the guy in the stands,
drinking
yeah.
beer
yeah.
out of the crowd to caddy for him the rest of the round. I don't know if that's going to happen on a Thursday when everyone should be nice and hydrated and you haven't been out in the heat all those days quite yet. But I'm looking for that sort of thing. And so for me, I'm wondering where the biggest crowd will be. I'm assuming it's going to be with Scottie Scheffler at 12:45. Is that what you think?
So I think it's Scottie because Cobb weighed in when we were talking about this on Tuesday. I think the options are, I think Scottie's going to have the biggest crowd. I think then it becomes a question of Spieth's out there right now, and so maybe he's early enough to where, like, I don't know how many people are just taking off all day today and all day tomorrow and going out there, because also school started.
Yep.
Like, that's another part of it. Like, because part of the circus is, hey, who do the kids want to watch? I think the other options are Keegan and Spieth and maybe JT. But I think Scottie's going to be bigger
Spieth
than all of them.
Spieth is teeing off so early this morning.
He's already on 7.
Yeah, so he might be done by the time I get out there. Plus, you know, with the tee time that early, I don't expect there to be real crowds by that point. But I think he might be the second biggest draw, to revisit our question from earlier this
week. I think he's still the second biggest name, and obviously the hardcore golf fans kind of roll their eyes because he's just not that level of player anymore. But I still think about it in these terms. Like,
neither is Ricky. Neither is Ricky Fowler, and Ricky Fowler still has a large following.
Yeah. Spieth, though, is like, my mom knows who Jordan Spieth is. My mom might know who Ricky is because she's just heard me rant for a decade plus about, I don't understand how this guy's so famous because he's not that good. By the way, I won that one. Spieth does have a period of time where he was an exceptional golfer.
Yes. You know, I was there at the Masters 2016 on Sunday for the Jordan Spieth collapse. And ever since that, he hit it in the water twice on Amen Corner. You probably remember that. Danny Willett, the year Danny Willett won the Masters.
He shot 67, I think.
Ever since then, I've just kind of felt bad for Jordan Spieth. I know he went on to win, right? He won. Did he win the year before or the year after?
So he wins the Open the next year.
That's right.
So he wins in 2015. He wins the Masters, the coronation. He wins the U.S. Open at Chambers Bay, because that's before we did the move, the PGA. So the second major at that time was the U.S. Open at Chambers Bay when Dustin Johnson three-putted from 12 feet. He wins that one. And then he gets to the Open Championship and finishes a shot out of a playoff to win the Open. And then he finishes second to Jason Day, who ran away and hid at Whistling Straits.
Well, ever since then, I've kind of felt bad for the guy. And
let me do something real quick.
I cheer for him to do well. I think he'll be the second biggest draw. Justin Thomas tees off today.
I got about 120 million reasons I feel okay for Jordan.
Yeah.
He'll be okay.
Yeah. I don't know. I don't like seeing the meltdowns like that, though. It's kind of, I guess it makes for good golf.
I mean, you'd rather watch them, like, I'd rather
see somebody go win the tournament.
Well, like, Rory technically had the meltdown, but then he came back. Like, but Rory had the same type meltdown.
That's right. That's right.
But he just didn't, like, he was able to stabilize himself enough. Like, that's the thing. Spieth has the meltdown at 12, but then kind of gets back in it, and then he just, like, he just, you can't overcome an 8.
Did you see the quotes out of Southwind yesterday about Rory's absence? It seems to me that most people believe that this is a one-off thing, that the tour will do something to change this going forward.
So, okay, but here's the problem with the tour. It's a very slow-moving organization, because even if the executives at the tour want to do something about it, the players have to vote on it.
That's right. But I still think most players would want their competitors to play in the same tournaments as them. I would guess.
No, they
right?
want playing opportunities. Now,
yes, but think about it this way. If you were someone sitting, I don't know, in 6th or 7th place in the FedEx Cup points, do you want Rory out there today?
I think those guys, it doesn't really matter. Where it starts to matter is if you're, like, I care less about the guys up there, because kind of how they play these three tournaments is going to impact where they finish more so than just having Rory out there. What I wonder is, should Rory be able to play the rest of it? Like,
Rory's the only one who didn't show up, though.
Yeah,
you mentioned that they need to vote on it, but Rory's the only one. Rory wasn't the only one who could have skipped. Like, Scottie Scheffler doesn't have to play in this.
No, I mean, this is why I'm a little, like, why I'm hesitant to say there's going to be some sweeping changes. Because that's the other thing. The problem is, it's a bigger indictment of your playoff, your quote-unquote playoff, that literally the guy that's sitting there in second's like, I'm good. Like, I'm not. Like, this used to happen when they had 4 tournaments in the playoffs. This would happen pretty frequently. A lot of top guys would not play the first week. And it's also kind of tough to sit there and go, they literally changed the playoff format in the middle of this season.
How did they manage that if they had to get a vote? Because other golfers, I suppose there's more golfers behind the pack than golfers
correct.
At the front of the
exactly.
pack. Therefore, the majority is going to win out.
Correct.
Where they want.
There's more guys.
They don't want.
There's
other
more mules than top
start.
Guys.
Yeah.
Scotty's. It's the classic. Like, Scotty's vote counts the same.
Yeah. Well, it should be a fun day over at Southwind. I'm trying to figure out where I should go. What I can find.
I think you're best starting off with Scotty. And if you recognize, like, you'll know quickly whether or not that's the right spot.
Yeah. Well, I hope we get a good crowd over there. It's hot, but it's not as bad as it's been in past years, I think. I mean, it's hot, but it's not.
I'm not the person to ask, because I thrive in this.
You do?
Yeah. Everybody else melts. But if you get the temperature below 60, I'm an absolute wuss. But when it's like this,
I'm the opposite.
I thrive.
Put me out there in the cold. I'll walk around enough to stay warm. It is hot, but hopefully we will get good crowds out there at the FedEx St. Jude Championship this weekend. We also have preseason football tonight, Jeffrey. Big deal. We have football from now until the Super Bowl in February. I figured we could go ahead and talk about which of these games are the most interesting this weekend. I won't be here tomorrow to host the show. I imagine you guys will do more football talk tomorrow. Here are the games that stood out to me.
All right.
Raiders and Seahawks, because the Raiders are new look. Now, I don't know who's going to play, but if you look at the line, Vegas is a 4-point favorite at Seattle.
I feel like Pete Carroll was always one of those guys that played his guys. Like, he's a competition guy.
I felt like that too. I'll be interested to see if they can just pick up and move the quarterback and coach.
According to Silver and Black Pride, the Raiders will be playing their starters in their first preseason game against the Seahawks. Also, there's the Seattle element.
Yep.
Pete Carroll confirmed that everybody is live. Everybody is ready to go for the game.
So
that includes Geno and Ashton Jeanty.
That one stands out. Bengals and Eagles.
So the Bengals are interesting because they're trying to figure out a way to avoid this slow starts to the start of the season that they've had. Burrow's going to play the preseason.
I don't know if Burrow's the problem, but yes.
Well, he has had some slow starts. Now, context matters. Like, 1 year, he had a slow start because he had appendicitis in the middle of camp, and so he missed, like, basically a month. Then he had the year that he's coming off the knee. Last year, he's coming off the wrist surgery. Like, Burrow has traditionally not been a September quarterback.
The number one preseason game for me in terms of interest, Browns and Panthers. I want to see Shadur. I want to see how he plays. And it's already a competition, right, in Cleveland. So they have, what, six
Speaking of, where's though? The circus?
It's in Cleveland. Or I guess it's in Carolina this weekend.
Hold on. All right. Flacco, Pickett, Gabriel, Shadur, Huntley. I think it's only five.
Five. So they have five quarterbacks. How do you assess who is – I think Flacco's the most likely starter.
I think they
maybe Pickett.
I think they wanted it to be Pickett, and then I think when Pickett pulls his hamstring in camp, I think it's going to be Flacco.
I think Flacco at this point is the most likely to be starter week one. Do you think Shadur can win the job?
Do I think he can win the job and start week one? No. Do I think that they could turn to Shadur in week 10? Yeah, I do. I think
he'll be the starting quarterback for the Browns at some point this season.
Yeah, I agree with that. I think he starts a game.
The other question is Dylan Gabriel, who I don't think he's very good.
No, but I just think he's incredibly limited.
But if he can manage a game.
But I do not, like, I think Dylan Gabriel to me is the guy that could be an NFL backup for like a decade.
Shadur is obviously way higher upside than Dylan Gabriel. If I'm the Browns, that's who I want to see playing most of the snaps in the preseason. And it makes sense because he's going to start the first game for Cleveland tomorrow night against Carolina.
Did they move that to NFL Network? Let's see.
Yes, they did.
Okay. Because tonight we have the Colts at the Ravens on NFL Network. That's our 6 o'clock game. And then the Vegas Seattle game is the night game. Bengals and Eagles will not be televised.
Colts and Ravens, not much interest there.
I mean, I do think
the Colts have a quarterback question.
I think the quarterback competition is somewhat interesting, but it seems like Anthony Richardson has at least early in camp taken a hold of the job, and he's more talented than Daniel. So
I just don't know if Anthony Richardson's ever going to live up to the tools.
My whole problem with Richardson was I've just never seen a guy be average in college and be elite or be what they build him to be in the NFL.
The other two games, there's only two more games. There's a bunch more games, but there's two more that stood out to me. Call me a homer a little bit. I think Bears and Dolphins is interesting because I think there's been so much chatter about Caleb and Ben Johnson in particular. I saw Peter Schrager did a bit on ESPN in which he called Ben Johnson the most interesting man in the NFL. I think everybody's excited for Ben Johnson because of the trick plays and the offensive scheme, but I also think that there's an element to Ben Johnson, which is just we're going to pound this football on the ground repeatedly. I'm interested to see if the Bears can do it. I don't have a ton of faith in DeAndre Swift, but we all know that team can only go as far as Caleb takes them, and if Caleb has truly been bad in camp, I'd like to see him look a little bit better in the preseason.
Is he going to play tomorrow?
Undecided.
Or sorry, this is Sunday. I beg your pardon.
Yes, undecided. According to
I co-sign everything you said. Like, the internet proves Caleb Williams is interesting. You may feel a particular way. You may be rooting against him, whatnot. But like, he is interesting.
Yes, and obviously an extreme talent, but hasn't quite put it together and has really struggled with Ben Johnson.
Also,
calls.
You've been paying attention to Dolphins camp.
Not much.
Vibes are bad. Vibes are real bad.
Do you think McDaniel's a good coach?
I think he's fine. I think he gets elevated because...
he's one of the great entertainers across the NFL.
He's a good quote, although this week his quote was like, eh, whatever, we're going to die tomorrow, who cares? That was an all-timer. I think he also gets elevated because media types like him.
Yes, that does appear.
His record is pretty pedestrian. But I do think, my thing with McDaniels is, he does some stuff that I'm like, man, that's good. But I don't know, like the whole product, it's just kind of, I don't know. It feels to me like when his plan doesn't work, he doesn't have
a plan
B. Did
they have an in-season Hard Knocks?
Yes, they did.
They did.
Yeah. Was that last year's maybe?
Last year's was the NFC or AFC North.
AFC North. They've had an in season because I know they've done like
they did, and I remember watching it and going, you know, Mike McDaniel, like he does strike me as somebody that gives his quarterback a lot of confidence. Like
he was always gassing up Tua in that. Yeah.
Yeah. I think he's a better coach than he gets credit for, but obviously the Dolphins are just always on the fringe of like, are they good? Maybe. They're certainly capable of pulling upsets on any given weekend, but they're also capable of going out and losing to the Jets.
I also don't know how much is his fault versus Tua. Because
we don't respect Tua slander on the Jets.
No, but like
show.
You know, I'm not a Tua hater, but also you have to acknowledge like Tua is fragile.
He is. If he can't stay healthy, the Dolphins are cooked, obviously. And he hasn't shown an ability to stay healthy either. But I think when he is in the game, he's plenty capable of leading a team to the playoffs.
Yeah. Like
he can make enough good plays, and they have enough talent around him. Waddle and Hill are just unbelievable. So,
like, that's the problem, though. Tyreek's, like, in this, he wanted to be traded. There wasn't a trade market for him, and they're like, you're under contract, so show up, and he's just kind of been a malcontent. And also, Tyreek might not be as good as he has been.
He's still fast.
Not as fast. Only had five big time. Like the year before, I think he had like 17 plays of like 40 or more. Last year he had five.
I'm not sold on Miami, but I do think that game is interesting from the Caleb Williams angle. Then lastly, maybe this one should be number one. Because Cam Ward is expected to play for the Tennessee Titans. We didn't say nice things about the Titans yesterday on the air. But Cam Ward, if we are going to go, if we're going to play the which NFL team, and I'm glad I was able to provide content for this whole station yesterday, Jeffrey.
Yeah, you're welcome.
Because I was driving home and I listened to you and Kevin mm-hmm. Cerrito talking about this. By the way, Writer Than Right trivia is today.
Correct. 10:30.
So I'm looking forward to you defending your crown.
I don't know. I'm off a bye week.
Oh, yeah.
Rest versus rust.
That's right. Last time I was in here, no one missed a question. And you were just declared champion falsely.
Well, no, it's you have to beat the champion.
I don't like that,
that
rule.
That rule has existed forever.
I don't like it. It is part of the name of the show.
Take it up.
Now that I think about it, righter than right.
Correct.
Not as right as right trivia. But
that was not some rule we came up with. That has always been the rule.
But anyway, I heard you guys talking about the Titans with CJ Hurt yesterday. Cam Ward has a chance to change that, though. Cam Ward can make the Titans a hell of a lot more interesting. That's for certain.
100% agree.
Do we think he's going to look good right out of the gate?
I do. I don't know if that means he looks great week one. I do think he's going to look good out of the gate because if you typically – the guys that typically look really good in preseason are the guys that can move around a little bit because everybody's kind of in base defenses. Nobody's really running anything exotic. They're not trying to fool you. Everyone's just trying to like get out there and knock some rust off. Guys that can move around a little bit tend to make big plays in the preseason.
Well, I'm looking forward to the games, looking forward to the Bears on Sunday, and watching some of it tonight when I get back from the golf tournament. When we come back, I'm going to talk to my friend Brian Deal. He's doing a really great thing, raising money for men's mental health awareness across the city. He's also going to be running, representing Memphis in the Chicago Marathon in October. So we will have a quick conversation with him. This is Drew Hill filling in for Jeff Coggins on 92.9 FM ESPN.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So that means a half day. Yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Big deal brands are on sale right now at Designer Shoe Warehouse. Save up to 25% on select styles from the brands on everyone's list, like Nike, Adidas, New Balance, Crocs, Reebok, and more. Because the only thing we love more than dropping a name is dropping a price. You don't want to miss this one. These brands are almost never on sale. So shop the DSW Holiday Name Drop Sale today at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Welcome back. Drew Hill filling in for Jeff Calkins today on 92.9 FM ESPN. I now welcome on a friend of mine. I figured if Jeff can have his best friend on in Charles Fishman every single week, then I can have my best friend in Memphis on because he's doing some really awesome things for men's mental health awareness that I wanted to give a chance to put in front of a big audience. So first of all, let me welcome on Brian Deal. Brian, how you doing today?
I'm doing well. Thank you so much for having me. I appreciate it.
Yeah. So you moved to Memphis just before me. You're a Memphis transplant just like me. And what I really admire about you is I feel like you have done as good of a job of embracing this city, making the city home. You got married here. You had a kid here just like I'm about to do. But you also work for New Memphis, and you help bring other talent to the city of Memphis and try to uplift this place and make this place better. Can you just tell people what the mission is over at your work?
Yeah, absolutely. Thank you. 10 years in Memphis this month, actually, which is actually wild to think about. But I work for a nonprofit organization called New Memphis. Our mission is to develop, activate, and retain talent in the community of Memphis. So we do that through leadership programs for professionals of all sectors and experience levels, as well as community engagement events, so like conferences, luncheons, panel speakers, what have you, to help highlight the great work that local leaders are doing to uplift the community. And my work specifically is with college students. So we host professional development programs for college students throughout the year, as well as a summer series for interns who are spending their summers in Memphis to show them that Memphis is a great place to launch their career post-college graduation. We just wrapped that up, and now we're looking ahead to the fall semester that is starting shortly for college students.
So you've done all these different things to make local impact since you moved here. You worked at the University of Memphis prior to that. You now work for New Memphis. And what I'm really proud of you, like, I should say this, I'm super proud of you, dude, because you've done so much, it feels like, in addition to all the life things. I'm going through it now. You've got a 2-year-old at home, and you're getting ready to, in October, run the Chicago Marathon in order to raise money for men's mental health awareness at Movember. And I have tweeted out the link if you want to donate to help Brian raise money for this. But can you just tell me, like, obviously you and I, we have a friendship, and like, we don't talk about this enough as men, and we should talk about it more, is just opening up to each other and telling each other how we feel and about our struggles. And I think our friend group and our friends do a really good job of doing this. But why did this come to matter so much to you?
Yeah, absolutely. It all started with my family. I'm fortunate to have two brothers. I'm the middle child, and then both parents are still in my life, but my dad particularly has been a great influence in me. They haven't been shy about their struggles with mental health. I've known for many, many years that all the men in my family have been at therapy one way or another throughout their lives, and I was always the guy that's like, I don't need that. I always consider myself to be the guy who, you know, had things quote unquote figured out. But really it was just me managing my mental health my own way without therapy. And then, whether it be exercising, hanging out with people, grabbing a drink, whatever that looked like. And then, had a kid, as you mentioned, and things changed. I did not have a routine anymore. My schedule was out of whack. I wasn't able to do the things that I used to do to take care of myself. And that manifested into some, like, just some behaviors that I wasn't proud of. My patience was gone. My frustration was on the rise and things of that nature. I just wasn't liking how I was acting at home with myself, towards Reed, my son, my partner, my wife, Kimberly. And so, yeah, I knew that therapy was an option. And so I'm fortunate that my employer has an employee assistance program, looked into that. And I've been going to therapy for about 2+ years now. And it's just been a game changer. Shortly got medicine after that, gave me some behavior modifications to help me out with. And I genuinely feel a lot more confident in myself and how to just be more authentic, I think, and to take care of myself now.
Yeah. Well, everybody's really glad that you were able to find that. And now it's really awesome that you are taking the time to try to make sure others do that as well. And I know, like, there's so many different things. And I think when you grow up and you get married and you spend a lot of time in corporate America around other people, you realize the behavioral differences between all of us, right? Like, I have my own struggles with anxiety and worry, and I spend so much time doing that. And it's been a journey. Like, I've talked to people too, and it's been such a journey to try to manage those things over the course of my life. And it's especially challenging when all of life's other challenges come at you all at one time. So I'm really glad that you're doing this and that, you know, you're making an effort to do that. But how is marathon training with a 2-year-old at home? I imagine that can't be good for the mental health.
It's tough. It's not ideal. This will be my second marathon this October. I did St. Jude here in Memphis, I think in 21. And man, I don't remember training being this hard. It is, I'm a little bit older now, as you know, the kids here. And, this summer has been, as the Memphians know, just incredibly hot. You know, I am the heaviest of sweaters. So it's just been it has been a miserable time doing this. I'm actually scheduled to run about 14 or 15 miles tomorrow. And I've been waking up at 4 a.m. to just avoid the heat, avoid the sun, and hopefully get done with my long runs by the time my son wakes up, and so I can help get him ready, take him to daycare, things of that nature. So it's been a grind, but we're getting through it. About 2 months to go.
What's the goal? How much are you trying to raise, and how are you close?
Yeah, the goal is $2,500. We are, I think we're close. I'm pretty pumped with where I'm at right now. We're at, I think, a little over 1,600, approaching 1,700 right now with 2 months to go. I am incredibly happy with the money that's been coming in, the support that I've been getting, whether it be through funds, people reaching out, sharing how grateful for they are about my posts on my Instagram, and just me being open about it. So far it's been a success. I had a goal of doing a sub-4 marathon. I don't think that's going to happen, but I've also realized through this process that, like, the conversations that have been sparked, the people, the support and the love that I've been feeling from friends and people who I haven't talked to in many, many years. I had a high school friend who I haven't even thought of, probably since high school graduation. He reached out, and it's just, it's been a really, nice journey. And no matter what my time is in October, I think I'm going to walk away super happy with what has come out of it.
Real quick too, I just want to go back, because you are a Memphis transplant like me. You work for a company that helps keep people and retain people and bring people, new people, to Memphis. You've worked at the University of Memphis, and it just feels like, for you, when I'm around you with all the people you know, and just the way that you sort of bounce around from different community event to community event, it's like you've lived here your whole life. And there's a fabric here. This is something that I learned, I think, early when I moved to Memphis, where people that are from Memphis are extremely proud to say that they're from here. And there's like I'm missing the word for it, but just a pride that exists within this city. So I think you can feel on the outside of that. In the early years, when you move here, when you live here, it's easy to feel like you're on the outside of that. Yet you've done such a good job of really making this your home. If anyone's out there listening that just moved here and is new to listening to 92.9 or anything like that, what is the key to making Memphis really feel like home to you?
Oh man, that's a really good question. Selfishly, come to a new Memphis event. Honestly, it's a great way to network, meet people, and just hear firsthand about the great work that community leaders are doing in whatever sector or work that they're doing. But second, just go ahead and say hi. Go to a local brewery, go to a golf course, go to one of our green spaces, Memphis City Public Parks, there's a number of them, whatever that looks like for you. Get out there, introduce yourself, because, you know, this is the Mid-South. You know, there is genuine hospitality here, and people want to get to know you. I have found Memphis to just be so incredibly warm and welcoming, and if you just go out there and put in an effort, what you put in is what you'll get out of it. And so if you put in and make an effort and you go out, go to some local places, meet some people, then you will get that love back. And I think that's incredibly true of Memphis.
You also are a Cubs fan, like me. We spend a lot of time watching Cubs and Bears games together, my friend. I know that this is a Cardinals town, so there's probably people ready to dance on our graves. Jeffrey on the other side of the glass over there is a Cardinals fan, probably ready to be dancing on our graves. Are we worried? How worried? What's our worry scale? We're now, what, 4 games back in the division? What's our worry scale on the Cubs as we head towards the baseball playoffs?
Drew, I am not worried. I repeat, not worried. Baseball's a long season. Every team goes through these stretches. You know, in 2016 with the Cubs, I think it was around the All-Star break, it may have been leading into it, they had a really rough stretch. And you know what happened in 2016, right? Not saying this team's World Series bound, but the NL Central may not be our division to take as we thought in the beginning of the year. However, they are undoubtedly a playoff team. And it is shown in the new playoff format that if you make the playoffs, you have as good of a chance as any other team to make a run. I think it's a real bummer what happened to Soroka. The pitcher that we got at the deadline, him going on the IL immediately is not a good look. But we got some reinforcements along the way. I'm excited. People will get out of these slumps, and I think we'll end the year on a high note. I'm get through this stretch. With all that being said, they played the Brewers 5 times next week.
I know, it's going to be
absolutely
brutal.
Absurd. So that can be really telling, but I'm still cautiously optimistic.
And then lastly, before we get you out of here, Caleb Williams. Where are we on Caleb? We've spent a lot of time talking about Caleb this week because speaking of men's mental health awareness, that like listen, Caleb gets it worse than anybody on the internet. And he's a guy that like I saw he posted on Instagram and it had a meme about I'm just myself and some people hate that or something along those lines. Where are we on Caleb? How confident are you? Is he the guy?
He is absolutely the guy, and I think it's honestly really, really cool to have an athlete of Caleb's stature as the quarterback of the Chicago Bears. He is authentically himself, and as men, as people, we should all aspire to be that, and instead of trying to bring him down, we should honestly lift that kind of behavior up. I think he's in for a great year. I think there'll be challenges along the way. I've told you this. I'm not expecting a playoff run from the Bears. If they play 500 football, I would be elated. And I heard a stat on a podcast earlier. I think he threw like 6 interceptions last year. I want that number up. Let's see some chances. Let's get 12 interceptions, but like 30 touchdowns, become the first Bear to throw for 4,000 yards. With that, with 500 football, I'm walking away from this season super happy.
Yeah, I think we'll both be elated if that is the case. Well, Brian, thank you so much. It was great to be able to bring you on the air, and I look forward to hanging out some
hey,
more.
I genuinely appreciate the platform. Thank you so much. Best of luck with everything you got going on in your life, and I look forward to hanging out with you soon.
Yep. See you, Brian. Thank you. I have tweeted out.
I was going to say one more time. Can you give us the link?
Yeah, I have tweeted out the link to Brian's Movember, fundraiser to try to raise money. And again, like to me, that is somebody that has really done right by this city. Somebody that didn't have to do right by this city. Somebody that came to Memphis from a big city like Chicago and moved here and has done everything to push this place forward before he ever felt in debt to this place. And so really one of the great Memphians and just a great guy in general and one of my best friends here. So I am really proud of him for, you know, trying to raise money for the right causes. And I can't imagine running a marathon ever. I set out, this is a true story. I set out at the beginning of the year.
What's the most you've ever run?
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. If Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day. Yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speeds slow after 35 gigabytes of network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Black Friday? More like Black Friday, yay! Shop the DSW Black Friday sale and take 30% off almost all the shoes, accessories, and giftable goodies we've got at DSW.com. Plus 30% off just about every regular price item at your DSW store. Score shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget. So carpe the deal. Head to Designer Shoe Warehouse and get that gift list done. DSW, let us surprise you.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
I ran 8 miles, and I set out at the beginning of this year, and I said I was going to run 10 miles at some point on a treadmill or whatever, and I haven't done it.
Didn't you kind of have a running phase?
Well, I lost a lot of weight when I moved here after, because I drank a lot in college, more than I should have, and I was overweight because I was eating like crap and whatever, and then I got to Memphis. Food's bad for you.
Not a great place to lose weight.
And I had... I don't know. I just had a moment where I looked myself in the mirror and I weighed more than I'd ever weighed. And I was like, I have got to lose weight. And so I signed up for several different workout classes and started running. And I lost like 35 pounds. And I haven't put it on since. But running is so hard, especially in the heat of the summer right now. Like, you have to be so dedicated and get up so early. And for me, it's very challenging because I don't get home from Grizzlies games until 1:30 a.m. most of the time. So I'm not getting up at 4:30. It's just too big of an ask. So my schedule is just out of whack, and it's very hard to run in the mornings if it's not the off season. So I never got to the 10 miles, but it's not too late. I still have the rest of the year to try to go ahead and do it.
I don't think I've run more than a 5K in my life. Like, we had to run we had to run 2 miles in like high school. My dad ran one, and I cannot imagine. I will say, at least Brian's picking the right two. Like, Memphis and Chicago, very flat.
Yeah,
that was smart moves on those. Those are two good ones to run.
Yes.
Maybe you can mix in New Orleans. That's another really flat one.
I don't think he mentioned it, but he'll also be running in the St. Jude Marathon. And it's like, what I love about this time of the year in Memphis is, honestly, it brings out awesome stories of people that are doing great things all around the city, especially at the FedEx St. Jude Championship, because they do so many, sort of activations and stuff that...
The tour? A bunch of activations? No way.
It provides great opportunities to give. Like, sure. I'm a little sad today that I'm not out at the Celebrity Am at Spring Creek, where Penny Hardaway is playing.
So we have a little bit of news.
Oh, okay.
Okay, so this, according to our friend Jason Munns, I believe Parth has a tweet as well. As Drew just mentioned, Penny Hardaway is back on the golf course bright and early today, squeezing in a few more swings at the Danny Thomas Celebrity Am at Spring Creek Ranch. Soon, the Memphis basketball coach will put away the clubs and give his undivided attention to addressing several key action items. Most notably, Hardaway has a vacancy on his coaching staff and multiple roster needs. Quote, I want to add more bigs, at least two more bigs for sure.
Do you think that they're out there?
I don't know
if there's impact bigs out there. There might be depth bigs.
So he said, quote, I don't think there's ever a, quote, too late for a big. Until we get what we need. We've been talking to a couple of guys, but we want to add a couple more bigs before the fall. To your point, if you're looking to add a starting big, no. I guess if you want to add some depth, sure. But I mean, like, I don't know, man. Like, I felt like when they got to the point where they were going the international route, like, everyone's kind of locked in right now.
I think we need to figure out what Aaron Bradshaw is for this team.
I'm actually not that worried about him. I think if you look at historically when bigs go from a power league down to the AAC, there's a decent track record there. Like Dane Danger last year was a phenomenal player for the Tigers. Yes, Illinois also kind of changed style of play, and that pushed him down the roster. But, I mean, he'd worked his way out of the main rotation, and Dane was still really good. I feel pretty good about Bradshaw.
I know that there's some history there of me saying, I think Aaron Bradshaw is an NBA player, and that obviously didn't turn out from his freshman season at Kentucky. He's got real talent. Like, he's got physical tools to be good. I think if Aaron Bradshaw, who's 7'1", like, that should be your starting center. Like, that's good size. We talk about how this team doesn't have a ton of size. Aaron Bradshaw has good size. If Aaron Bradshaw's a starting big, and maybe if you move him to the American, he turns out to be, you know, a killer compared to what he was in the Big Ten and the SEC. But I think if Aaron Bradshaw turns out to be who we think he could be, that'll solve a lot of the big questions for Memphis, and they'll just play him a lot of minutes. But it doesn't feel like that there's a ton of secondary, for sure, proven options on this team. And I would, if I'm Penny and I can grab somebody with size that I know can rebound and set screens or whatever, I'm doing it. So that I think that makes sense. I just don't think if you think you're going to go grab a starting center right now, you better get really creative. And maybe he is, but I don't see it on the surface here.
I mean, I guess if they have some leftover NIL cash, maybe you can go and try and raid someone's roster. But I'm with you. Like, it feels to me like the most you can do is just kind of add some depth. But I don't know if you're talking about another starting caliber center. Like, I feel like those are mostly accounted for.
It would be Bradshaw.
I mean, you have Ashton is more of a wing.
A joke.
Yeah. Well, but I mean, like, we don't know if he's still not on campus.
That's the, yes. And there's like, no clear out there reason as to why that is the case. I mean, you would assume it could be getting into school.
I mean, it could be visa related. It could be.
He also played professional basketball. It could be NCAA eligibility. I mean, we don't know the answer to that.
Well, Cobb and I had started talking about this. There is a new trend now of guys that have played over Europe in professional organizations. It seems like that's not the deal breaker it once was. To use your Kentucky example, right? Enos Kanter never got to play at Kentucky, right?
Right. Yep.
And that seems to have gone by the wayside.
So we will see what the Tigers do with their roster from here. It sounds like Penny doesn't want to be done. I wonder when they're going to get a new coach in. There's probably no rush on that, honestly, because Penny has talked about in the past really wanting to take the reins and be the central voice. I don't know if there's a serious rush to get somebody in at the moment.
He also has a godson in the program with coaching experience.
He does.
He can always just elevate somebody.
Yep, that is certainly a possibility there. All right, when we come back, we will talk to Chris Harrington. He has a new Grizzlies mailbag over at the Daily Memphian. I will dig into that and ask him some more questions. This is Drew Hill filling in for Jeff Calkins on 92.9 FM ESPN.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detecttheSOS.com to learn more.